Hola raza, this is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, and welcome to podcast number 23. Today's show is on Chicano millennials. I imagine most of my listeners are millennials just because it's your age group that basically uses this medium of podcasting and is entertained and uses it to get information. Us older folks, some of us use it, but it's millennials who make this whole internet thing move. Let's start. But first, let's define what millennials are. What the fuck are millennials? You know, sounds like a bunch of rich motherfuckers to me. But let me define it here. Millennials are people reaching young adulthood around the year 2000, or basically birth years ranging from the early 1980s to the early 2000s. That's a fucking wide range. So anywhere from 36-year-old to 16-years-old are considered millennials. Damn, I know I'm sure not a millennial, but, you know, I think I understand you, young raza, because I do this podcast. All right, fucking liar. You know, I'm an old man, but, you know, podcasting has, you know, makes me stay kind of young. All right, give the old homie some credit here. So anyway, what's so important about the video game playing, porn watching, cell phone addicted, online fake social life, raza? What the fuck is so important about you millennials that I'm doing a whole show on you? Well, one little fact, the fact that you are the future of this great country. That's what's so important. You're kind of almost the present too, not just the future, because, man, the world has really changed. And you might say, you know, what, como, what's so important? You know, ¿qué importa about our age group? You know, we all have been the future at one point or another when we were around, I guess, your age, right? When we were teenagers and young adults, we were the future. I was the future at one point. Now I'm kind of the present going into the past, I guess. Pero no, pendejos. This time it's different. This time you're the future. You know, when the world is really a different place, a faster than ever evolving place. You know, I remember, raza, when we used to say, it's the same thing. It just repeats itself. It's same thing over and over. Yeah, that's my George Lopez impression of his impression of a Mexican with an accent. Sad, right? Well, I try. Pues no, raza. Not this generation. Not millennials. This time the world is different. You know, in many ways, and it's mostly due to the computers and the internet. The rules have changed, and it's you 16 to 36-year-olds who have changed the world. And have been part of the change, actually, yourselves. You know, maybe you started an internet business, a porn site, an app, or just a fucking consumer. You know, a user of all this tech. And you guys left behind the old way of doing business. And that has changed the world. Think about it, raza. A pendejo like me had no outlet to talk shit before this internet revolution. You know, now I'm up to 4 listeners anywhere in the world. Fuck yeah. Not just my local bar, you know, when I buy a round of drinks to people listen to me. That's powerful, raza. I'm just starting to get it. And I know you guys have gotten it a long, long time ago. All right, let's move on. Okay, let's go on here. Do you know that Latin millennials will account for 80% of the U.S. population growth of 18 to 29-year-olds? Like I said before, we like to make babies. Damn, you guys are a lot. Quick footnote here, getting these facts from HispanicMarketing.com. Gotta give them credit. 80%, raza, that's a fucking lot of Chicano millennials. You know, you guys have more power than you know. And companies and politicians, they're wising up to that. You know, they're coming after your dollar and your vote. So wise up, get educated, get informed, make sure you don't get raped or mind fucked by these motherfuckers. Hold on. If most of you are millennials, then what am I? I'm 47 years old, let me look here on the computer. It says I'm a Generation X. Sounds a little porno there, but I kind of like the way that sounds. All right, cool, I'm a Generation X. And you millennials are also known as Generation Y. And your kids will be Generation Z, or are Generation Z. Some of you have kids already. Your little ones, you know, they're going to live in a whole different place, in some sort of virtual world. You know, the way things are going, the way things are advancing, they're going to fucking probably be hooked up to the internet through their brain somehow. Okay, so Latino millennials will dominate the U.S. population more than ever. But who cares? ¿A quién le importa? Politicians, raza, and businesses. Politicians, they want your vote because your Chicano millennial vote can make a difference. One slight little problem, though, you know, just a little one. You stubborn, lazy fuckers, you don't vote. That's right. You don't think you make a difference when it comes to voting. Oh, no, pero si se trata de giving the fucking Kardashian chick a like, de volada, cabrones. And more if it's a bikini pic, right? Yeah, you guys are all over that. Well, maybe voting should be done online, right? That would change things, Raza. That would. I bet it would. While I'm on the voting, some quick facts from the Pew Research Center here. More of my little research. Millennials make up almost half of Latino eligible voters and around 12 million. That's a lot of fucking brown brothers. Why do I only have 4 fucking listeners? Pinche haters. Another fact here, Latino voters are likely to be underrepresented among voters in 2016. Yeah, that's because we don't vote, we lazy ass fuckers. Another fact, fewer than half of Latino eligible voters cast a ballot. Raza, let's get off that fucking Xbox or Instagram for an hour and go vote at your local precinct. Qué vergüenza, cabrones. So yeah, what does this all mean? Get off your lazy ass, start giving a fuck, and vote, Raza. Because if you don't vote, you can't complain when shit is unfair in this country. Do me a favor, Raza. Let's fuck with Eva Longoria. She's the actress from Telenovela and what was that other show called? Something about married wives or some bullshit wives show. That was a long time ago. Anyway, let's fuck with Eva Longoria. You know, she's all about the Latinos voting, and that's really cool. She does a lot for us, Raza. She speaks up for us. But, you know, let's fuck with her. Let's all send her a tweet when you hear this CC podcast. Yup, cabrones, I'm cool like that. CC means Chicano cast. Orale. So the CC podcast. Anyway, when you hear this one, tweet Eva saying this. I'm a millennial and I am voting in 2016 thanks to the Chicano cast podcast. Hell yeah. Again, I'm a millennial and I'm voting in 2016 thanks to the Chicano cast podcast. Oh, and CC me on that or whatever it's called, but include me. So I want to get all 4 of those tweets. Makes me feel important, you know? Okay, so this will make her day because she's also wants Raza to get out there and show some voting huevos, you know, because we do have that power. And you millennials, you have so much more power than you know because you're the present and you're the future. All right. Enough on voting, brainwashing you fuckers. Let's move on. So wake up, put that joint down, and listen up, Raza. Okay, so what does the world or the U.S. think of you Chicano millennials? You know, what do they think you're like? How do they define you? Not me, Raza. Okay, I don't label anybody. I would never call you 16 to 36-year-old listeners. Let me read it back. Video game playing, porn watching, cell phone addicted, online fake social life. I would never, ever call you guys that. I would never label you. But anyway, let me see what this Hispanic Marketing says about millennials. According to Hispanic Marketing, you want to stand out and be noticed. Yup, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You embrace parts of your culture, mostly family, music, and food. Oh yeah, tacos and burritos. Love them, Raza. And at family parties, cumbias and banda are a lot more danceable. Hell yeah. 73% of you watch only English language TV shows. No novelas for the millennial raza, right? I guess novelas are for abuelita, but don't play the fool. You know when your abuela's watching her novela and you walk by and you see a fine girl or a fine guy, you stop for a minute, you know, to check them out on the novela. But the problem is that abuela grabs your ass for 30 minutes and tells you the whole story of the novela. And she says it like it's family, you know, with a lot of emotion that you're like kind of fucking wondering, you know, what is she talking about? The novela or our family? Good times with abuelita, though. Good times. All right, here's another one. Millennials are 66% more likely to connect via mobile and twice as likely to own a tablet. You're heavy Facebook users and almost twice as likely to use YouTube. Heavy, heavy internet, Raza. Always want to be connected. Another one, you visit English language websites and read English language magazines. Magazines, what the fuck? Who reads magazines? Okay, I still get Lowrider, Raza. You know, I get Lowrider magazine, orale. Nah, just kidding, but it does still exist. I used to get it for the models, but don't let my wife hear because she's around here somewhere. But anyway, Here's another one. It also says that Latino millennials maintain close ties with your cultural heritage, that our country of origin is still important to us. 41% of us, okay, of you Latino millennials born in the U.S. still call yourselves Mexican or Salvadorian or Puerto Rican because you're proud of where your parents come from. You know, that's awesome, Raza, but we know we are first and foremost Americans. So get your ass out there and vote. Orale, more brainwashing, right? Orale. This article also says while Latino millennials want to make it on their own, they are more likely to still be living in their parents' home, smoking weed and playing Xbox. Nah, Raza, the weed and Xbox part? Nah, that was me. That was mine. And you are staying at home because, you know, the bad economy, delaying getting married. That's smart. Don't be in such a fucking hurry, Raza. It's not that great. ¿Qué? Perdón, vieja. Perdón. Es para ellos, vieja. Yo feliz de la vida, vieja. Fuck yeah. Time of my life. Time of my motherfucking life right here. Anyway, millennials or Gen Ys are so different from your parents, who are most likely my age, about 47, you know, and we're Gen Xers. So different that marketers have had to revamp the way they reach out to you and the way politicians ask for your vote. You're much more informed. You're much smarter. And that's because you listen to the Chicano Cast Fool. Hell yeah. So now you know, Chicano. Oh, here's another one. One of my favorite is that you guys are also much more open-minded. You don't judge based on color, sex, sexual orientation. And that's the best part of you guys. You're open to the truth. You know, you're not stuck on old tradition or old religion. All right, Raza, I'm out of spit here. I'm done here. Reach out to me if you can at my ChicanoCast Twitter or my ChicanoCast@gmail.com. But more importantly, send Eva a tweet. Rewind this shit if you forgot what to tweet her about. Stay brown and proud, Raza.
Being Mexican-American is tough. Anglos jump all over you if you don't speak English perfectly. Mexicans jump all over you if you don't speak Spanish perfectly. We gotta be twice as perfect as anybody else. Why are you laughing? What's so funny? I'm serious. Our family has been here for centuries, and yet they treat us as if we just swam across the Rio Grande. I mean, we gotta know about John Wayne and Pedro Infante. We gotta know about Frank Sinatra and Agustin Lara. We gotta know about Oprah and Christina. Anglo food is too bland, and yet when we go to Mexico, we get the runs. Now that to me is embarrassing.
No,
Japanese Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans, their homeland is on the other side of the ocean. Ours is right next door, right over there. And we gotta prove to the Mexicans how Mexican we are, and we gotta prove to the Americans how American we are. We gotta be more Mexican than the Mexicans, and more American than the Americans, both at the same time. It's exhausting. Man, nobody knows how tough it is to be a Mexican-American.
Hey, Eva, this is Chicano Cast, and you promised me $1 for every voter I got, you know, every millennial voter, and, you owe me like $1,200.
Don't lie, bitch. I only got 2 tweets. So you know what? I mailed you a Starbucks card for $5. That includes tip. Don't be a liar, bitch.